Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Friday, May the 22nd, 2026, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on. Now, I've got important information because we're in a very crucial state, very vital state, and Tulsi Gabbard, who I know have talked to in the past, has resigned. Now, Tulsi made a comment. She's against this war. She's a colonel inside the reserves. She was Owen office and ONI, and she tried to release the documents that she was told to do on the JFK and on the Montauk project, and a CIA who was involved comes in and raids her office and takes her documents that she had and had presidential authority to release. Wow. That's very vital. That's very vital. The report. Now, she made two videos in the past 2 days that I have. One, she talked about prayer, and the other, she talked about she's against the war, and that's probably what put her out of office. She resigned today. Okay, now, we're in big trouble. Joe knows it, I know it. Now, we're going to talk about something, because we've talked about several shows, and if you go to the other shows that are in the breaking news column, and listen to each one of those, it deals with the missing scientists, fallen angels, saucers, all the stuff. What we think is happening, in our opinions. Now, I started a militia. It was called GOL, Guardians of American Liberties, in 1995. We started it in Denver, Colorado. And I went nationwide on it. I did 150 speeches in 44 states in 8 months, I think it was. I put $85,000 on a brand new Pontiac I bought when I got out of jail. Now, I sold it right after that, too many miles on it. And I had a problem, it was a default of the torque converter. So I got rid of it. Here's the point. Guardians of American Liberties was set up as no central command. State by state, county by county, city by city, militia. 1.5 million man army I helped create. Now Bruce, a friend of mine, he started a militia also about 2 years before. I think his militia was up to about 1.5 to 2 million also. Now, he was more centralized. I wasn't centralized, and I don't want it to be centralized. But the people that are listening here, many of them are patriots that I met. It's time to get active. Be prepared. Do it in secret. Don't be calling people up because the telephones are all monitored. The computers are monitored. You're monitored in your car. Be very careful. But get your people together. Get them prepared because we are getting ready to get hit. Now, I wrote a piece because I've been picking up that they're going to hit here in Kansas City. And we're going to be hit during the World Cup or whatever it's called. Starts June the 14th. It lasts about a month. Games are going to be played at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chiefs Stadium. But this town is going to be filled up with people from all over the world. They're already booked up at hotel rooms and everything. And they've extended bar hours from 1:30 to 5 o'clock in some bars. The whole bit. Because it's going to be packed. And now what's interesting, and I got it in the piece, is that Vance was here a couple, 3 days ago, and he made an announcement. It's a little manufacturing plant down in Kansas City about Trump's pushing for this. No, he was here to play it out because he's going to replace Trump soon. And he's controlled by, I think it's Joe, is it Thiel, I believe his name is. And I want you to get into it. Yeah, I want you to get into it. He's a New World Order pig like all the rest. Now, I posted on my website tremendous amounts, these shows that we've done that weren't posted before, and I finally got them up because they've ruined my phones, two of them, had to change the phone number twice, they've ruined two computer boxes, two Wi-Fi boxes, blew them out, it cost me $160 here the other day to get the other one established where I start posting again. They ruined two computers, basically. Two computers have been ruined. Now, I need some help. I could use $400 in donations so I can get another computer system so we can start doing videos, and I'm gonna take it big. Now, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm asking everybody to be prepared. Get prepared. Now, I posted up about who runs the ADL, Anti-Defamation League. And they're tied to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which demonized me and slandered me. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, thanks to JFK Jr., or Robert Kennedy Jr., they're charged. And they're being indicted right now. They wrote about me and said I was an anti-Semitic pig that made death threats to Jewish families in Denver. And that's what I was locked up for. That was a lie. Those recordings are up on my internet site. I'm breaking bar one now. Phone calls to my ex-father-in-law, who was the one controlling APEC. The new guy is called Larry Mizell. So when you go to my breaking news site and look, Larry Mizell this, Larry Mizell that, take a look at that. That's evidence. That is uranium also, folks. Plutonium uranium from Rocky Flats Nuclear Arsenal in Denver, Colorado, that was sold to Israel. Now, Gunther Rusbacher, my friend, he's written, he's dead now, but he was CIA, and he's written about defrauding America. He's the one that turned me on to Ross Perot when I was hiding from the FBI, and Ross Perot did a sting operation on him. And in 1997, they closed it down. When I was invited in the grand jury room, and I went up there, and two federal agents, FBI, chased me out of the building, told me I wasn't allowed, I was going to be locked up. I said, I got a subpoena. Doesn't make any difference. Here's the point. Ross Perot's grand jury was called M&L Business Machines. It was a sting operation of CIA and IRS people. Ross Perot was Office of Naval Intelligence. He never served in the military. Instead, he built the software for missiles in our missile system. Everything that flies in the way of missiles, his software is in it. Now, Ross Perot was a great guy and he stung. And my ex-father-in-law had to pay, and it was all over the bribes to Mayor Frederico Pena to build the Denver Airport. He got a $2.5 million bribe, and then he was promoted up from Denver Airport. The mayor of Denver, he was given a job at Transportation Secretary, and then DOD Secretary, Department of Defense. And he had to resign because he was under indictment for taking a bribe. He admitted to he took the bribe in Denver in the grand jury, the first hearing, the only hearing, the one day. He admitted to it. He got a $2.5 million bribe, and he has spent $1.5 million, and so he only had $1 million left, so they fined him $1 million. So in other words, Milman, that bribed him, paid him, etc., paid the fine basically for him, but he was had to resign his DOD. Mayor Frederico Pena's name was. And in that grand jury, they had proof and evidence that my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Milman, who inherited Meyer Lansky Death Incorporated, who was the fallen angel-possessed human being before his death in 2004, and as Otis said, when he called me and told me he was dead in 2004, he said, Stu, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law has lived for thousands of years before he inhabited him. Now he's inhabiting Larry Mizell because he was the chosen one. The 12 disciples of Satan and the 13th, the Council of 13, the 13th one is the devil themselves. He comes up at their human sacrifice parties, like in Denver, Colorado, on the summer and winter solstice at the old Navari, old whorehouse casino Milman owned. Okay? They do these human sacrifices, and the devil comes up and does what he wants to do, what they want. I had Baphomet, the goat-headed demon, break down my front door when I was married to his daughter 3 weeks before my daughter was born. He came in. I went, oh my God, I was asleep. Woke me up. I looked at his banging its tail off the... It had a goat head with horns, and it was jacking off, and it had a huge gut on it, and it had goat feet, goat legs, the knees bend backwards. I did not know that, but they call him the goat-headed demon, Baphomet. Now, I closed my eyes. I felt death. I'm laying in bed, and my white ex-wife is laying next to me, pregnant, ready to deliver in 3 weeks. I felt death. I said, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I command you out here now, Satan. Pew, bam! I heard he hit the front door. I go in, the front door was knocked off the hinges from the outside, where he banged the door down and came in. I heard him clunking in. That was his goat-headed feet, or goat feet in Dallas. Now, I shut that door, slammed it back in the hole, went around with my gun. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to get rid of this thing. And instead, I put crosses with olive oil in all the windows and got on my hands and knees and prayed. And it was the only time I saw my ex-wife get on her hands and knees and pray. She got on her hands and knees and prayed right along with me. But I've had that happen to me because of their satanic worship they eliminate. It's called the Council of 13. 13th one is a goat-headed demon, the devil. Now, the power of prayer is tremendous. And right now we have real big problems. Real big problems in America. And what we're going to talk about, some of the stuff, this is my belief, okay, is that the 1260 days of the Great Tribulation, 3.5 years, began in July of last year when they bombed Iran, in my opinion. Now, all of a sudden we got all these aliens and all the talk of the aliens and talk of the saucers and, oh, this is, and all these scientists missing. That's all true. Now, I have a audio I'm going to be putting up today. John Lear, test pilot, Area 51, Groom Lake. My friend in Las Vegas, now dead. They got to him and murdered him at the very last. I'm aware of it. They destroyed his marriage and they loved each other. They came in to destroy him. He was the boy and the cripple. Now, John did an audio with me, radio, where he admitted his father built 150 flying saucers for the U.S. government between 1952 and 1958. It was part of the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement. The aliens are the fallen angels. But this is what it was. An Otis super spook, 007 Otis Johnson, told me. He says what it is, it's been extended. The alien agreement was extended indefinitely past the 2012. But 1952, they had to be registered. Anybody who was alien-possessed human being had to be registered, and that was the agreement with the NSA. Milman was registered. Others were registered. They started following them. Now, out there at Bluffdale, Utah, they built an alien base right next to it. Bluffdale, Utah controls you folks in Wichita, Kansas, and down in Kentucky, where these scientists, some of them are missing down there in Kentucky. That is the communication, that they can see you, they can hear you, they can monitor you, and they put all these things on the freeways years ago. On the freeway, all these cameras, so they can monitor and know everything about everybody. They got everybody tracked. And it's your cell phones, it's your regular phones, it's your communication, it's your internet, it's everything. They know everything. Bluffdale, it's all hooked up. Who controlled that? It was a private contractor tied to Daddy Bush and Bibi Netanyahu. Israel, listening to us, watching us, always Israel. This big antichrist that they built, this entire movement. We're all in trouble. Now, I just got through with the piece because the World Cup, they're holding the matches here. We were going to be hit, supposedly. And they would blame Iran on it. Or we would be hit by Iran. But I believe that J.D. Vance is involved, and others, is Teal, doing something to blow up during the games, and then, oh, they're blaming on Iran, and we have nuclear exchange and all the other. Let me tell you something. We're at the borderline of getting destroyed. Now, 007 Otis Johnson was woke up middle of the night. He'd only been asleep about 15 minutes, he said. Went to bed around 10. He gets a call from General Flynn, and they want him on, because he worked the NSA through the computer from his home. Think tank. Had been in the CIA, had been in Air Force Intelligence, all the other, into NSA. Now, he knew it all. He shared these with me. Shared it with me. Long story how I met him. He was in a jail cell busting the Louisiana governor. He was assistant to William Casey. Now, we talked about this in other shows where they murdered Casey. and he spilled his guts for 10 days while he laid at Bethesda Hospital, and all the nurses and doctors that waited on him or took care of him ended up dead suicide within 6 months because he was running his mouth about Bush, Iran, Contra, and all the dirty crap that they had done. Otis was his assistant. Otis was kept in a hole in Las Vegas for a year because of Daddy Bush found out he was part of the sting operation. He was locked up in a tank in Denver, Colorado, a big tank, where I was locked up as a political prisoner before they dismissed the charges and released it. And the same judge that did that granted me a grand jury later that I've never had. They've tried to kill me every move that I've tried to make to go to the grand jury or filing. Okay, last one was in 2010. I did it here with a disbarred attorney, Brett Landreth, and they nearly killed four of us over that. Okay, me in car crashes, three of them rollers disabled me and broke my neck and all the other. Brett was shot in his parking lot, but it wasn't him. Killed somebody, pulled in his parking lot at his apartment he lived in. He pulled in there 15 minutes later and they had already removed the body. They thought it was him. Somebody jumped out of the bushes. Then a third one that was working with Pocahontas. Pocahontas wouldn't take my phone calls. Pocahontas, she's a lesbo. Married, but a lesbo. She would talk to females. So this female attorney mortgage banker, a friend of mine, and a friend of Brett's, and a friend of Sam LaPerry's, she reached out to her, telling her about all the bank fraud. Then all of a sudden, she cut her off, and Pocahontas becomes a senator or congresswoman because they knew she was communicating with her. That attorney, mortgage banker, got crushed by a concrete truck, rammed in the back, slammed into a tree, and broke her neck and back, did damage her like it did to me permanently. Brett was shot in the parking lot. Sam LaPerry had a triple bypass because they shot him with sonar technology to put us out of business because we were all mentioned in this grand jury demand, or should we say, I was filing it, and Brett was helping me with certain things, and I was wanting him to be my attorney. Now, I made a grand jury demand last year. Then all of a sudden, they started shooting on me, destroying my computers, destroying everything, having to change phone numbers, being harassed, just like they're starting it again. They got on the black web my number out there, and here they're playing their game again. Well, I'm getting tired of it. I know one thing. This Memorial Day weekend, I got a phone call earlier today. This Memorial Day weekend may be very dangerous for not only us, but Iran. That they're planning an attack on Iran over this Memorial Day holiday. Because that starts their religious week or 10 days of celebration to whoever it is, Muhammad or whoever they celebrate. Now, Joe, I want you to pick it up. All I can tell you, folks, is it's going to be very dangerous. I'm going to get everything up that I can. Colonel McGregor's been screaming that we're on DEFCON 2, and so's Colonel Davis, and both of them are telling the truth. And University of Chicago professor, forgot his name, and the whole bit. But we are in a very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous situation. This Memorial Day weekend, be prepared for America possibly to be attacked. Now, Otis Johnson, they woke him up, Putin's on the phone, so he talks to him, and it was when Israel gassed Syria several years back. This is before 2017 when Otis died. They attacked. And so they had Otis because he spoke a fluent Russian. He gets on there and talks to President Putin. He says, Otis, I know who you are. He says, I trust your word. You're saying the United States did not do it. He says, yes, sir. It was Israel. We weren't involved. He says, if I find out you were involved, or he says, if it happens again and I find out America was involved, he says, I'm going to drop a nuke in the Azar Fault, which is about 1,500 to 1,800 miles off the coast of New York, folks. And he says it will cause a tidal wave. I will drop it in there with a sub, explode it, and it will cause a tidal wave 1,800 feet tall, hit the entire east coast of the United States from Canada all the way down to the tip of Florida. And he said it will go inland halfway across your country to the Mississippi River. He says, I will destroy half of the population in the United States. Now, Colonel McGregor basically came out about 3 or 4 days ago and said that he had picked up that that's what Russia was intending on doing. And they sent 3 of their stealth submarines out, and they disappeared in the ocean. They don't know where they're at. And he made a statement, I will drop, he says, your country, if it continues to attack Iran, he says, your country, America, is going to suffer a huge tidal wave hit the East Coast. That was coming out of Russian, a speaker from Russia in behalf of Putin. This was the other day. Now, I'll get those up. With that said, I think we're going to have a fake alien invasion. Why are they getting rid of the scientists? Why are they killing them? Why have they been killed? Now, one of them worked out there, Bendix in Kansas City, Honeywell, where my dad worked, and my dad was the vice president. He taught Dole inspectors, Department of Energy, how to do their job at Dole in Los Alamos for 6 weeks. He was down there several times when I was a kid. He never revealed to me ever what he did, ever. What do you do for a living, Dad? Oh, I make cups and saucers and spoons. Otis sat across from him at his house because he came. I was going to have dinner at my folks. He came in town. He said, no, Stu. He says, I'm be in town. I'll take you out to buy you dinner. I'll meet you at your parents' house. Okay, because they're 5 minutes away. He meets my father. He sits across from me. My father turned white when he starts saying, oh, yeah. He says, I know what Bendix did. I heard you were VP out there. He said, bye, bye, bye. He's blowing my dad's mind. He's turning white. A week later, my father told me, he says, Stu, he says, what you know about Bendix and what you know about the government, he says, you need to keep your mouth shut about certain things because they'll think I revealed it to you. And he said, they will arrest me for treason, sedition, and they will kill you. Now, let me tell you about the aliens. The aliens are the fallen angels. They're the fallen angels. They're the aliens. These little gray outfits that they put on, make themselves, they're invisible, and I tell you why. Harry Rupp, who was Daddy Bush's personal pilot, flew him to Groom Lake. He told me the story about it, the whole bit. Anyway, he was his personal pilot when he was vice president and so forth. He was Adolf Hitler's pilot at 17. Best pilot, defected to the OSS. This is Harry Rupp. He's in the book Defrauding America and other books. Heinrich Rupp. He lived in Aurora, Colorado. I visited with him several times. Got to know him when I was out there for a year in 97. Harry became my friend. He told me he flew Bush into Papoose Lake, Nevada, where the scientist, Ed Slade, my friend, worked. That's where the aliens, they make toys for the aliens. The whole bit we talked about in the previous show. This past few shows have been posted. Harry told me he flew in there, the Papoose Lake, the mountain opened up, he pulled his jet in, they told him to shut it down, and had big ventilation in there, he did, and he says Bush gets off first, he's right behind him, and he walks down there and he says, now Harry, he says, they tell him, Harry Rupp, he says, these security guys said, there's a line out here. See the yellow line? You cross it, and these laser beams will hit you and kill you. You do not cross that line. Now, there's a restroom back there. There's a place you can get something to eat, a little cafeteria type thing. There's sandwiches and so forth that are out of machines. Help yourself to what you need. So he goes into the restroom, and he looks, and he says, oh, my God, there's 22 or 24, I forgot what he said, aliens standing there at attention, these little gray men. These little gray men like Roswell, that's all over the internet now. Little gray men, Roswell, the crash. That was intentional to introduce themselves. He said he's looking at it, frightened to death. These 22 to 24 aliens. He says he starts getting closer and looking around. He finds out they're hangers holding these things up. Look like aliens. They were their suits. He said he went over and he touched one of them. It felt like skin. He said when they put it on, they're invisible. They're demons. They're invisible until they put that on there. And then people think, oh, that's an alien. They can't see him. I believe him. I believe other things that people have told me. With that said, Joe, what's the bigger scoop?
Well, I think you said it all, really, Stu. I think you should continue on with your monologue, because you do have some more to tell.
I'm pretty much done. I'm getting hungry, but I want you to pick it up, because this alien thing and this fake invasion they're going to do, and remember, they're in end times. They're out to kill 2/3 of mankind. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, Stu has a friend named Preston James, and you can go over to the punch in his name, Preston James, Veterans Today, and take a look at some of his old presentations, and he outlines for everybody the hierarchy of the conspiracy, beginning with the fallen angels that take a reptilian form, then the little grays and the tall grays, the insectoids, then the Khazarian mafia, a creation called the Illuminati, then the tall Nordics. Now that's a very interesting point, because Ed Slade and William Tompkins both said that there was an agreement between the Hitler and Cromwell on flying saucers. And what happened was they built up these anti-gravity machines and then took them to the Antarctic at the invitation of the fallen angel aliens. Those Nordics that we have today are a descendant of those people. So you have a hierarchy of including Nordics that are sometimes 8 feet and 7 feet in height. So this is what we're facing. They work behind the scenes, and it is very well known, with a picture of Maria Abramovic, Jacob de Rothschild, who is now deceased, standing in front of a painting called Calling Down Lucifer. Now what that means is that the Rothschilds are a representative, just like Leonard Milman, Larry Mizell, and others who have been and have been possessed. It's the same thing for the Rothschilds. And there are several articles that were written by one of them, being a couple who made their way down to Rome, Italy, to a central Rothschild business, I guess you'd call it. But they were sitting by a dumb waiter, and they looked into a big room, and the occupants of the big room did not notice that they were being watched and listened to by this couple. And what happened was is that they started seeing them phase in and out of their reptilian body, then into the human body, from the human body into the reptilian body. Well, of course, they immediately left.
Wasn't Kathy O'Brien saw him shape, Daddy Bush shapeshift in the same form?
Yes.
Transformation of America. I met her, folks. I know her. And her husband, Phillips, who's now dead, they murdered him. Go ahead.
So you have here just you have a situation where we'll see what happens with this football league, whether or not they are going, it may be a false flag. You don't know. There could be a false flag created on Israel by Israel itself to get that war going, because what they want in the end is the Belt and Road Initiative. And that is a series of roadways, waterways, airways that extend from Beijing to China.
The Greater Israel, right? They call it the Greater Israel?
No. All the way to Holland. Now that is a trade group to the north, to the south, you put a little flower on that, and that's a diagram. And that diagram says a little flower, two flowers painting east and west, and one flower painting to the south. The flower painting to the south will be the food bank in Africa. Then you'll have a manufacturing base in China and a manufacturing base in the West. In the middle of that is Israel. And that will then give the world over to the Rothschild. And that is the ultimate goal. You can look it up on Belt and Road Initiative and the Tolkien program, which is really computer-based, that's manifesting itself in Planetaria. And we now know that these data centers that they're bringing in here are used for two purposes: gather the data and destroy the environment around it. It would be like putting a Walmart in downtown. We know what Walmarts do. They destroy the downtown of different cities. And that's what these data centers will do. There's approximately, I think, three now here in the Phoenix area. So those are some of the ideas that are out there concerning, well, what is the goal? And so there you have it.
Now we've got what better way to fool the people? Okay, we go into World War III. Everybody's bombing the U.S., we're bombing back, Russia's getting bombed, but they're all involved. They're all players in this new world order, really. All these leaders of the world and different ones. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know whether I mentioned it, she was ONI, she resigned today. And she made two videos in the past 2 days. I have them, I'll put them underneath the show. But she talks about trusting in God and so forth. And then she says, this war, we shouldn't be in it, in her other video. That's what forced her to resign, I believe. Because she was a straight shooter. I knew Tulsi. I was going to have a meeting with her soon. Without getting into much more. Let's see where we could get with my grand jury demand I filed last year, and they nearly killed me over it. And they destroyed my computers. They destroyed everything. I had to go low for a while, folks. Sometimes you have to go low. There's a picture of a car hitting a gas station sign. I was underneath it, crap falling on me, pumping gas, going to blow me up. I'll put that up with this audio. Redo it, repost it up. But, folks, sometimes you have to be quiet, sit back. God retracts me, and that happened in this past year. That's the reason I didn't make a lot of noise. Now it's time to make it, because he's telling me to do it and get out here and tell people and have Joe tell people and the others that know what's going on. They're gonna pull a false alien invasion. We're here to save you. There was a movie made in 1964 called The Day the Earth Stood Still. A saucer lands in Washington and a big robot gets out and he could shoot beams out of his eyes and kill everybody. It was a scare everybody to death. They come in, oh, we're here to save you. We're here to save you and help you. You just worship the mark of the beast and you worship the devil, us. And everything's going to be okay. Now, Joe, would you say that's a high probability?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could be anything. But whatever it is, it's not for our benefit. We can say that for certain. Because here's another example. One of the things that Trump said, we're going to make the arrest of all these millions of invaders that have come in to the United States. We have really about 40 million of them. Well, a great number are down still on the border living in private prisons on military bases like at Fort Bliss. And they're, of course, making the community around them a hellhole because they get out and they start wandering, they harass and steal and make and have no accountability. So you have these private, they're private prisons, and the individuals are paid about $35,000 to $40,000 for each of the invaders. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means what's happened to England, to France, and to Germany. Germany has no government that really stands up to the invader, and these third world nations are creating absolute havoc in Germany. The same thing for France, the same thing for England, the same thing for Ireland, and soon the same thing for the United States. In other words, make haste slowly. So put that under your head. It may be a big event, it may be a small event, but make sure it's whatever is going to happen is not going to be in our favor.
Now, when they say you have to take the mark, folks, in order to buy or sell, okay, this is very serious. Little Prince Charles come over here. King Charles of England was in the United States, what, a week and a half ago? He goes back after meeting with Trump, and what does he do? He comes up and he says, we're going to total cashless society. Total cashless society. We won't have any more cash in the UK. He's leading the pact with them. Okay? And then you got the Antichrist, BB. I don't know. He definitely is possessed. He's fallen angel possessed. But he's ushering in the Antichrist. Jerusalem, the capital. Well, they're going to rebuild their temple, and then they're going to have the Antichrist appear, and they're going to say, oh, you got to worship the Antichrist. You got to worship the Antichrist. Folks, you better be in prayer. You better be serious with Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and be on your hands and knees daily praying for your protection in this country. Prayer could turn everything around. If enough people prayed, God would intervene immediately. But see, here's some of the things I believe is going to happen. I've been monitoring this for a year, not posting a lot. We're having earthquakes massive. They're starting. We're having volcanoes pop everywhere. We got volcanoes in the Gulf of Mexico, one off the tip of Florida, two in the Gulf of Mexico, one down by Corpus Christi, one over in Florida on the tip. We got them in California, a couple of them along the coast of California, shaking California. We got Mount Lanier, or whatever it's called, up in Washington. It's smoking and popping. We got all these things. These are signs, and these are signs God is doing. He's bringing judgment, but he's allowing people to see all this before it happens, shaking them up to tell you these are the times that we're in, that we are in, and his judgment's coming down on planet Earth soon. It is already beginning, and when it happens, it's going to be tremendous. Now, they've threatened to hit the Azar Fault, 1,800-foot tidal wave. If they hit the United States and they hit that oil spill they did intentionally in 2010 to draw all the reserve out of the Gulf, if they hit anywhere in there, down to the four corners of Missouri, etc., Tennessee, Arkansas, gas, methane gas and that other gas was coming up out of that in a county. Some guy's out mowing his lawn, suddenly he dies. They test and find out, oh my God, and they sent the feds in. They closed the whole county down. They bought everybody's house from there in Tennessee because there's gas, methane gas. They got the National Guard down there since 2010 surrounding the county where nobody go into it. If someone lit a match down there, all those houses that were in there, they could explode it, and it would cause a nuclear bomb go off in that gas going out to the ocean. It would cause those two, by the way, on the end of the artery of that oil was Corpus Christi, the other one wrapped around the tip of Florida. Now they both have volcanoes getting ready to go off. If they were to set a match off or hit that place, it would open up the Mississippi River all the way to the Great Lakes, and Chicago would go underwater and be destroyed. That's how serious these things are going to happen. And I'm predicting, it's strictly my own opinion, I think that day will come when we will see that. Go ahead, Jill.
I think we need to bring it to an end, Stu.
Okay. Well, Joe, I want to thank you for coming on with me, and I want to thank you for sharing the information. We have another one up soon. With that said, have a good one. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.